Passion our purpose, profit our pain. I don't want my name to ever be in vain. A life full of substance is the only thing that will remain the same. Millennial thoughts. Welcome back to another episode of Millennial Thoughts with your girl Alicia. I have a familiar person with me today, Destiny from FlyGirlAdventures.com. She is the host of the Boss Bar podcast, plus size model, motivational speaker, and avid traveler. She also has a nonprofit called Fly Girl, and she's a Fly Millennial. So I brought her on the show again to discuss her nonprofit and her podcast. If you haven't heard the other podcast episode about how to travel for free, make sure you check that one out. Ooh, after this one, though. So my first question for her is, what made you start Fly Girl Adventures as a nonprofit?
Well, actually, the nonprofit is called Fly Girl Fly. And basically, it's set up because the purpose of it is that I want to empower girls from Detroit to fly into whatever area of life that they want to go into and follow their dreams. I started last year and I had like 4 interns that I was working with. And basically what I asked them was, what are your dreams? What do you want to do with your life? Like, do you want to go into politics? Do you want to model? Do you want to be a chef? So I worked with the girls and we put together like a plan that could help them to get to those dreams that they had. And I tried to pair them with mentors that were in those fields and, you know, follow through with that. I would say, you know, my first year starting out, it was really rocky because I was going through a surgery process and I was in and out of the hospital last year. But this year I'm coming back strong. I have 2 interns. One is working in New York this summer and another one actually is in Turkey. So I'm pretty excited about that, working with both of those girls. And I have another one in Brooklyn, actually in New York. So I'm excited about that with my nonprofit and everything that I'll be able to do with it for the summer.
And so one may ask, how do you become a fly girl if you are not in the Detroit area?
Oh, I mean, everybody can be a fly girl. Like, being a fly girl, honestly, is more so about loving yourself, knowing who you are, giving back to the community and making an adventure out of everything. Some people, like, you know, social media really can get things twisted, where people think, you know, of being fly is about living a glamorous life, always catching an airplane, or always you know, being on the go, looking good, taking cute pictures, being a model, all that stuff. That's the fun and glamorous side of being a fly girl. But I think the truth of the matter is being fly is from within. You know, it's a spark. It's a glow that you have because you're following your dreams. And you know that no matter what comes your way, no matter what obstacles you may come across, you know that no matter what, that you will accomplish your goals and you will accomplish your dreams. So anybody could be a fly girl, seriously. It's not just for girls in Detroit. It's not just for girls. It's not just for, you know, travelers. Anybody really can be it. It's more of a mindset and a movement than anything.
Oh, that's great. So what is your ultimate goal for Fly Girl Adventures or Fly Girl Fly, I should say?
Well, my goal for Fly Girl Fly, actually, I'm so glad you asked. I really want to do a scholarship for girls that want to travel abroad for the summer. Whether it's a study abroad program, whether you just want to travel somewhere for the summer, that's my big time goal that I want to do for that. I also want to do a missions trip, a spring break service trip to the Dominican Republic. Take a couple of kids, maybe even next year for in March around spring break time. I would love to do that for both of those. For Fly Girl Adventures, like my blog, honestly, I really enjoy uplifting the stories of other travelers and talking to other people that are out here doing major things. Like, my story is just a part and a piece of it, but I have come into contact with so many women that are on the go and on the move, and I don't know, I feel like their story is my story, my story is their story, so why not share it and help each other to move forward. So what I'm doing with the Fly Girl Adventures blog right now, I'm in the process of kind of like changing it around to show that we all are fly girls, kind of like what I had talked about before.
Okay. Yeah, it's cool. Everybody's a fly girl. Mm-hmm. It's a mentality. It's yes. your mindset.
Yes.
You don't have to try to be a fly girl, but you need to fly into whatever you are. Oh my goodness, you know how like a cocoon to a butterfly?
Mm-hmm.
A butterfly could be like your
yeah,
whatever it's called, I don't know.
Uh-huh, like a logo or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. Not like your standalone form, like we are butterflies or something like that. With you wanting to like show that like everybody's a fly girl, it doesn't even matter if you travel, it's just like about your mindset. Who inspired you like to want to do this, or who do you look up to as maybe you would think that they're a fly girl and you're like, I want to, like, I get something from them? Not like you want to be like them because, you know, you want to be there yourself, but like,
who are some people that inspire me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm inspired by my mother. My mother is a woman who has been through a lot in her life. She's a woman who always comes out on top no matter what. My mother inspires me mostly because she was actually a debutante contestant, and she won like a big pageant that she was in, and that's kind of like something that I want to get into and start doing, like pageants, and she modeled and everything like that. I just feel like she's like the picture of class, and I don't know, I aspire to be like that. So whenever people tell me I look like my mom, I'm like, oh, thank you. Other people that inspire me, I have a friend who has a magazine, it's called Boss Up Magazine. Her name is Juanita Dozier. She inspires me because I went through a period in my life where I was like really depressed in a sense, and I found out later why I was depressed is because I wasn't following my dreams and I wasn't doing the things that I was sent here to do. I was listening to the wrong voices and allowing them to, you know, just let those wrong voices, people telling me, oh, you're disabled, you need to sit down, oh, you're on crutches, why are you trying to do so much? So I started listening to those voices, and I did sit down, I did stop doing the things that I needed to do. But Juanita, she still believed in my dreams. Even when I had forgot about them or put them to the side myself, she would call me and be like, so what did you do with your blog today? Or, you know, what's going on? What's going on with Fly Girl? What's going on with your interns? And not only was it like a thing of a check-in thing, but she also gave me a platform where I could share my stories. And she had me on her panel discussion, and I'm in her magazine, and now I'm took over her podcast. So that is something that I think is inspirational, when you can take and inspire other people and see something that's in somebody else and help to pull that and cultivate it. That's something that's really beautiful. And lastly, I would say Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey, 100%,
yes, Oprah, is
inspirational
girl.
To me. Because, like, just looking at her story as a plus-size black woman in broadcasting, like, I feel like what black girl didn't grow up watching her and wanting to be her? And she made it cool. Like, she really has made a name for herself, and she gives back to the community and overseas, and she lives her best life. And she's just so inspirational. Like, just looking at some of her old shows, you ever watch like some of her old shows on YouTube? Like, they have like her first episodes and stuff on there. And she's just as fiery and bubbly as she was, like, kind of closer to the end of things. So, definitely Oprah Winfrey.
Yes, I definitely wanted to be Oprah Winfrey all the time. My grandma used to watch her every day and go home. I never really thought about it then. But I'm like, yes, okay, like, a black woman, like, talk show, like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And so, with that, with who inspires you, what is one piece of advice that you would give to your younger self, you know, like, if you'd know now to come?
Woo! Wow. I would say, believe in yourself. I would say to myself, Destiny, you are beautiful, you're smart, you're talented, you got it going on, and you need to know that for you. Don't worry about other people or what their other people's opinions are of you. Stop seeking others' affirmation for yourself. No, you have to know that you know who you are. I would tell myself probably to save more money. And I probably would have tried to travel more. I didn't actually study abroad in college, but I do wish that I had. I did go out of the country quite a bit though while I was in school, but I didn't do any study abroad programs. But mostly I really would just tell myself, like, I went through a hard period where my self-esteem and my self-confidence was kind of based on, okay, I have a boyfriend, he likes me, he tells me that I'm cute and I look good. So that was kind of what the basis of things were for me. But I had to understand and know for myself, like, whether you have a man telling you that you're beautiful or not, you are, and it is what it is, period, as the city girls say. Like, it just is what it is. And you know, you have your days where you're feeling just on top of the world and your ego is on 1000. And then you have those days where it's just like, oh, a struggle. But even on your worst days, you still have to have that self-love for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, that is definitely true. So that's some good advice. So, you know, I think, like, some people always think, like, oh, like, what would I tell myself? Or what would I do? So I just thought that was cool to see, like, what people would say knowing what you know now. Mm-hmm. Back then. That's definitely a tough one. And so, through all this, you talked about how, like, at first you didn't go for your dreams and you were scared, then you're going back and now you're striving for your dreams and you're trying to build this empire that you want to build and, like, the legacy that you want to have. So what would you say to someone who is, like, sitting on a dream, they want to do it, they're nervous about doing it, or they don't know how to do it? Like, what advice would you give them?
I would tell them to get out of your head. Like, Stop thinking about it and start doing it. Write out, even if it's just as simple as just like writing out all the steps. Like today, okay, you're going to write out all the steps. Because I know you've been thinking about all the steps and all the things that you have to do in your head. So why not sit with it and write those things out? Then the next day, what you could do is go to some of the smaller items on your list. You know, maybe small things like do some research on Instagram or Facebook or YouTube or whatever you need to do to research about what it is that you want to do. And then, you know, just get out of your head and just do it. Honestly, make it happen. Because, you know, like I said earlier, we were all sent here with a purpose, with something that we're supposed to accomplish. And it would be a shame to die with all of those goals still inside of you. They didn't even get to come to life or to fruition. So I definitely would encourage people that are scared to get out of their head and make it happen. Like, stop being worried, stop being scared. Just take that step and do it.
Yes, well, that was all my questions. So thank you so much for joining the Millennial Thoughts and coming and shedding some light on, you know, different things. And yeah, do you have any last minute topics, suggestions, anything you want to say?
Yeah, I always have a lot to say. I don't know exactly. There's so many things that come to mind. I guess just, oh, we didn't even talk about my podcast.
Oh, we definitely didn't. We were talking about
yeah. So the podcast is called The Boss Bar Podcast. On the show, I interview emerging entrepreneurs, creatives, entertainers, politicians, things like that. And it's just an intimate conversation between the two of us. We talk about their successes, things they've done in their life, their journey to success. And we have a part where I use it to inspire other people and ask them kind of how Alicia just asked me, what would you do? What would you say to somebody who mm-hmm. has a dream and are scared to take the next step?
Yeah.
I ask them different questions like that. We also answer like listener letters, so people like write in letters and stuff, and we answer them live on the show. We suggest like different apps or things that can help you to build your business. So it's really cool. We have a good time on the show. I just actually started it. I became on as the host in April. So definitely check out the Boss Bar Podcast and be on the lookout for more information coming from my nonprofit Fly Girl Fly. I'm super, super excited about everything that is on the way for Fly Girl Fly, from the internship program to the scholarship program to hopefully a spring break service trip. So yes. Definitely go to flygirladventures.com. And you can subscribe, and I can keep you guys posted on everything that's coming up.
Most definitely. Well, thank you so much for this interview. And hopefully y'all feel inspired. Hopefully y'all are encouraged to go out and do your own dream and support people. And, you know, you might not always get the support, but you have yourself and you have your back. So go out and be fly.
Yes. Stay fly and stay adventurous, yes. Baby.
So make sure you all share this, you know, comment and subscribe on the Instagram, Millennial Thoughts Pod. And don't forget to rate us as well. And y'all have a great evening, morning, whenever y'all listen to this. Bye.
Bye.